This side of country with Trav, it's powered by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care and Fix It Ford Ministry on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
This side of country. This side of country.
Radio Free Fargo 95.9 KRFF. You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good friends over there at Fix It Forward Auto Care. You know, it's been a minute. It's been a long minute since we've had our next guest here in studio. She come rolling in telling me it's been since last August. First thing I thought is, what? What's been taking so long? Why haven't we had you here more often? Well, we'll plan to do that starting right here and now. She's back. She's got a brand new song, one of our favorites, one of the artists that we played for the very first time on this show just a couple of years ago. She's got a brand new song called Inside Out in studio. We've got Brianna Helbling. Good morning
Hello.
To you. Hey, so good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, finally again.
I can't believe it's been since August.
I know. You know those things that pop up your memories on your phone? It was you and me standing, well, I guess people can't see, but right behind where you're talking right now and taking our, you know, annual selfie. And
right. It was like, that's been like 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that long.
I know.
Way too long.
Yeah, let's fix that.
Yeah, let's fix that. I love that idea. Well, congratulations on your brand new song. I've heard you play it live, but I love that you finally released this song. Why
Thank
this
you.
One?
Oh my gosh. So I've had this one in my back pocket since 2020 kind of started.
Wow.
So it's one of those where I knew I wanted to release it. It's upbeat. It's fun. To me, it has a really cool meaning just about, you know, when I wrote it, the world was shutting down.
Yeah.
Kind of who I wrote it about, the inspirations behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally just, you know, it was perceived well too at all the shows I've been playing.
Yes.
And I finally said, I have to do this. So this was when I also recorded in Nashville with Steve Mandile, Neil McCoy's producer.
Cool.
And he kind of brought the vision to life, which was fantastic.
Tell me more about that experience, because we've been talking a while now how you connected with them opening up for Neil McCoy at a show.
Mm-hmm.
And this has kind of been in the works. You finally had the experience recording the song with his folks. Tell me about that.
Incredible people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. What actually happened is, since they're in Nashville, I was only there for a select few days.
Sure.
And he had people come in and be the studio musicians for me. I got to be on Zoom the whole time to kind of help with the process and be like, yeah, like, I like this, don't like this. And then actually myself and Lars Hegland of Tripwire, we ended up going down to Nashville and spent a few days just nailing out songs.
Yeah.
And this was the third that I have recorded with him so far.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because not only was Steve an excellent producer, I got to produce, as I mentioned, and Lars got to help produce.
Wow.
So that was super, super fun to me. Kind of have, he had a lot of fun little pop punkish touches that he added. And
how
it
does
was
that
great.
Feel to kind of incorporate some of that pop punk into the mix of what you've been doing for the last couple of years?
It's honestly refreshing.
Yeah.
So prior to, you know, meeting certain people or even moving from my hometown, I was kind of strictly into one genre.
Yeah.
I didn't really grow my wings out.
Sure.
But then I kind of looked more into all kinds of music.
Yep.
And was introduced to all these other artists, and it's just, I think, made me a better writer.
Yeah.
A better, you know, I'm not the best producer yet, but I'll get there one day.
Yeah.
And it's just been really fun. I have a lot more songs that I have also in my back pocket that also have a little bit more of that pop punk feel, so it's kind of fun.
I kind of like this idea. Now, previous before these songs, what was your hand in producing your previous cuts that you've released?
So, yes, the previous ones I've released, I've been a part in the studio of every aspect.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, too, which I love about my Timeless EP, which came out in 2020, which is also on streaming platforms and everything.
Right.
That was one, too, where I did more of the singing, and I actually had the musicians I played with at the time come into the studio. So that was more of a full band atmosphere.
Right.
It's just been kind of cool because every single time I record, it's always different.
Yeah.
In a good way, because it helps you grow, but also helps you not get bored with the process.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you talked about you recently just did a couple of songs. So does this mean we're going to see singles kind of staggered out throughout the summer, or do you actually have an EP in the back pocket?
So a little bit of both.
Yeah.
The thing is I feel I'm always, I know what I want, but yeah. I'm changing my mind in the direction I want to do it exactly.
Right.
Just yesterday, I was working on a few fun things with someone, especially you know here well at yeah. this side of country, that will be, you know, more to come in the next few months.
Sure.
But that's the next thing, and cool. I'm super excited because even that is unlike anything I've ever done.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be really fun.
I'm looking forward. To it. We actually had some folks on the show recently who they're going to be opening up John Bon Jovi's Honky Tonk Bar down there in Nashville. They were listening to the station the morning that they were doing the interview, and I was playing a bunch of music, yours included, of course. I don't think there's a day that goes by that there's not a Brianna Helbling song on this show. But they were talking about what great talent we have here. Because I always try to say local talent, new indie talent, celebrating the legends, and I played a bunch of local talent, and they're just They're really loving what we got up here. And they're like, tell your artists when we open the doors here in May, book some shows down here at this venue. So
that would be awesome.
How cool would that be?
That'd be so much fun. Yeah.
I think you and I and some other local artists, we need to go take a road trip down there for the grand opening in May and then experience CMA Fest as a group.
I'm so down.
It's like the weekend right before it. I think we all got to do that.
I think we should.
That's my bucket list town. I have yet to be to Nashville. Why am I the guy that still hasn't been there? I'm trying to figure that out.
Especially with how much you're involved in music.
Right. Speaking of traveling and touring, I'm looking at your social media page here. You got a busy couple of months of shows.
Yes.
Talk about this weekend. Where are you at?
Oh my gosh. This weekend is going to be a busy one. A great one, but a busy one.
Yeah.
Starts tomorrow night. I'm playing with 8th Hour in Detroit Lakes at the Holiday Inn. So that'll be fun. And then I get to go to my hometown, Mandan Bismarck,
cool.
and play on Saturday at Laughing Sun Brewing.
Awesome.
They are so kind there.
Yeah.
I was just reminded it's daylight savings time this weekend.
Yep.
So at 11 p.m. when I'm done on Saturday, gonna hit the road back to Fargo, yeah. catch a couple hours of sleep, and then around 5, 6, hit the road to Minneapolis to do an 11:30 a.m. show at First Half.
Oh my gosh, you got a busy weekend. That's crazy.
Yes.
How do you manage yourself during something like that? Because obviously you don't want the sleep to affect you and lack of sleep, and you want to be able to put on a good show. You never know who's going to be there and going, hey, I want you to come back in Minneapolis, play my venue. How do you maintain, like, keeping your sleep and yourself in check?
Oh my gosh, I hope that my parents are listening right now, because it's just one of those days where, like, some days I'm just, oh, I got this is easy, and then days, you know, maybe yesterday,
right,
I'm like, I don't really know what to do, I'm a little bit stressed. So the thing is I don't manage it. I just get through it and know it'll be okay.
Right.
I manage myself, but sometimes your emotions just gotta ride the roller
coaster. Of course. Absolutely. Oh man, talk about emotions. You know, it's really, going back to the song here, you said you wrote this around the pandemic, which was an interesting time to come out as an artist, which you were kind of doing mm-hmm. at that time. How do you feel the pandemic not affected you, but impacted you as an artist, and maybe even helped you grow a little bit, or made you readjust how you were going to pursue your music?
You know, honestly, as much as the world has changed, it's constantly changing, but I do think in particular the pandemic did nothing but help me grow.
Yeah.
There were parts that, you know, were not fun at all,
mm-hmm.
but it was one of those things too where as 2020 hit, I was, you know, about a year and a half, just a year out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving out of my parents' house for the first time, kind of growing my wings. And it was just something where, too, you meet people mm-hmm. and you had more time to grow connections with people because you couldn't really do anything.
Right.
So as much as, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, I do think it helped me become a better musician, a better person, because you just kind of feel your emotions more and maybe know how to become more vulnerable with things.
Was there something out of the pandemic that you never had to do as an artist before that you tried, it stuck, it's been working, and you're still doing it now here in 2024?
Ooh, honestly, I would say recording more at home.
Okay.
Not necessarily just videos on my phone, but actual recordings. I mentioned Lars before. He's really good at producing. So we set up a little studio in our basement,
mm-hmm.
and we would just work on tweaking things. I would go downstairs and take my acoustic and just work on what do I like, what do I not like. And mm-hmm. it just kind of gave me more of an ear for trying the production process more.
Yeah. Have you ever had a song where you kind of record a little rough draft of it. You come back the next day and you're going, I'm not feeling that. But maybe Lars is going, no, hold on to that. You never know. Next week, there might be something about it that you're going, I don't like the whole thing, but there's a part of it that I like, and I want to build off of that, and I want to work off of that part or that piece. Does that ever happen to you?
Absolutely.
All the time, I imagine.
Which I'm honestly so grateful for.
Yeah.
And it's not just a sugarcoat, like, oh, I'm really happy. It's like genuine because he's brought the idea of being challenged to me too, like as in not just sticking in your old ways type of thing.
Yep.
So sometimes I'll have a song and he'll be like, this is really good, but what if you look at it from this perspective? And it's just kind of nice to see both sides and ultimately create a better song.
Yeah, I think one thing, and I really want to give you the credit on this, because when I think of local artists here, you're the first one that comes to mind. You truly have a social media game. And you really need that for your career, you know, to really pursue, get your name out there, get heard, get on platforms you've never been, be in front of ears and eyes that you've never been before. How big of a role does social media really help get you to the next level in your career? Do you feel like you've been able to grow as an artist through your social media game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know social media is such a big thing, especially now.
Right.
It's one of those things where you love it, you hate it. Like, I go days where I'm like, I don't even want to look at my phone.
Exactly.
Because it's just so draining sometimes. Yeah. But I've just, I guess, pushed through it. It's been kind of fun, especially, I mean, obviously we've talked about TikTok and Instagram before, but especially my Facebook lately has been kind of nice because I'll post something and sometimes a post will get 100 likes.
Yep.
And although it's not about, you know, they say the likes and followers, sometimes that's what major executives look at.
Exactly.
To see if they want to push your music or help you grow.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of fun because there's been times where it'll just hit where I have a posted like 10,000 likes from last month. And people are like, are you buying all this? I'm like, I wish I had that kind of money to buy all this, but it's just one of those things with the algorithm. It's it's a game itself.
It really is.
But it's a helpful game once you can figure it out. And I'm still figuring it out, but baby steps.
Because it changes all the time, like you said. You know, what you think the algorithm was this week, next week, it's totally going to change. Because we figured out the algorithm and they're going, crap, they got it. Now we got to change the game again.
They got to keep us on our toes.
Because they want to make money off of us.
Absolutely.
You know, in the ultimate game plan here, I get that. I totally get that. How does it feel, though, to be in a time, though, where people or artists, they're getting signed and they're getting the recognition more so because of how big they are on social media and almost the music becomes second to that? It's like you said, the record execs go, ooh, she's got 2 million followers. Let's find out what she's all about. Wasn't the music that grabbed them, it was the followers, because right away they say dollar signs. That person's got $2 million, or 2 million followers, I can make money off of them. But now let's hear their music. How does that make you feel as an artist, knowing that maybe in a lot of aspects in the bigger game, it's all about how much likes you got first before the music?
Yeah, you know, I think about that often, but then I'm reminded that music is music, but it's a business first.
It is.
And that's one of those things where, as we're talking about, it's always changing. So one day, you know, major higher-ups are going to want this specific thing. The next day, they're going to want this. And right now, we're at the point where they want you to have followers and streams on your own.
Yep.
And I guess that's more so if you really want it, then challenge accepted and just post, try your best. Like, there's times where I'll post a certain thing hoping, you know, it just is the key and takes off, and then it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You just gotta do it again. Because you see artists like Alexandra Kay.
Yeah.
And she is, in my opinion, phenomenal.
How awesome is she doing?
Oh
right
my
now?
Gosh. I've been just keeping up with her.
So
and
cool.
With her being just an independent and she built this from the ground up.
Yep.
You know, was dropped from a label, just had these sad things happen to her, but kind of just persevered. That's, and it's like, you know, like I said, if you really want it, you'll make it happen regardless type of thing. So
yeah, absolutely. I feel like you're our Alexandra Kay here because, like I said, you really do have a good social media game here. But first and foremost for me, before I ever put a song on the radio, I want it to grab me. I want it to catch my attention. I will tell you the honest truth. Monday when I heard your song for the very first time, I've woke up every single day just repeating that chorus because it got me. And that's what you want in a good song. You want it to get in your mind. You want to sing it as soon as it just comes to mind, and it happened so much this week. So again, congratulations on this song.
Thank you.
Love this song. You're one of my favorite songwriters, truly.
Thank you.
And that's why I went out and invested in you first when we first put this show together, because I'm like, this girl needs to be on the radio, man. You got some talent, and you keep on bringing it each and every time you put out a song, and I go, How's she going to top that one? And you seem to do it every single time.
Knock on wood, hey, but I appreciate it.
Well, keep up the good work. So we got the shows this weekend. Obviously, we see that you got a busy schedule coming up here. March, April, spring is full. What's the big plan for summer?
Oh, boy. This summer is full.
Yeah, already.
There's still, you know, a few dates here and there, which is awesome, but it's a good kind of full because I thrive off of playing music for people and playing my music for people. So really, it's the most idealistic thing I could ask for. Right. And I get to work with incredible musicians. Mm-hmm. I can't complain. And this summer is also going to be a really fun one.
You know, you're one of those artists as well that I like to think of as a goal getter. You're always somebody who tries to set the bar higher every year, do some stuff that you maybe didn't get to do last year, broaden your horizons. As an artist, how do you hope to grow this year?
Ooh, that's really good. I always think about that. See, I'm one where, you know how people say the five-year plan?
Yeah.
I'm not good at that.
Me neither.
Because, yes, I overthink too much.
Yes.
I just get stressed out then if I'm not. Mm-hmm. I think I got to go from like point A to point Z then.
Right.
I just hope this year, honestly, to release more music as singles in 1 year than I ever have.
Yeah.
There, as I said, work on more video stuff. Yeah. Like I can say there's definitely a music video or two coming out over the next, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Awesome.
Just all the fun stuff there, and I guess just keep challenging myself and progress, try to get more streams with each song I release, and just baby steps, as I said.
Awesome. I love it. Let's get into the track Inside Out now. Again, give me the backstory. What is it all about?
Honestly, this is about ultimately falling in love with someone where you never expected to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always say it's the little things, but genuinely, I wrote this as I was falling in love.
Yeah.
And it was the pandemic, so I couldn't really do the things. Like, he couldn't take me to his parents' house because we couldn't really travel.
Right.
I couldn't see his town yet. Like, just all these things. So I took it upon myself to kind of write this imagery so I could feel like, you know, like, do you like to travel? Some of the words are pavement roads or dusty gravel.
Yeah.
Just all these things where I'm like, okay, if I can't be there yet, I'll be there in my mind.
Right.
And then I'll compare it once I can actually get there. So
interesting.
Kind of, yeah, it was a fun thing.
I like the outlook there. Again, where can we find, if you haven't follow Brianna Helbling on social media, she's everywhere, but where can we find you on social media and where can we get the brand new song?
Yes, so all the socials, Brianna Helbling Music, Brianna Helbling Official. My website is briannahelbling.com, and then I have all the links to everything. And when it comes to music, it's on all the platforms now, so you know, the Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. So
what is your preferred platform?
Mine, honestly, is Spotify,
is.
Just because that's what I personally use.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of people in my life who use Apple Music.
Right.
So I guess it's think just personal preference type of thing. But
and that seems to be the one that works the best for you as well.
Yes.
Fantastic.
This side of country. This side of country.